It's time here in Spain to listen to somebody, an expert from Plevins Franks, and it's the veteran Chris McCann joining us again today. How's your last week been?
Very good, Howard. It's good to be back. I hope you're well too. How are you?
Yeah, getting in the roll of things since we get into the new year.
Good.
But now we're going to look at the latest visa news for Spain. We did mention this last week, and well as some new tax incentives introduced by Madrid. But it was back in April last year that the Spanish government agreed to eliminate its Golden Visa residence programme. This went through Parliament in November and December. And what was the result?
Well, as a bit of a background, the Golden Visa was launched by Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy in 2013 in the wake of the banking and property crisis, which hit Spain pretty hard. However, the escalating housing crisis over recent years, driven by rising property prices and restricted access for locals, has led to criticism of the programme. The government hopes that by eliminating the Golden Visa, it will help ease housing shortages and make homes more affordable for local residents. I'm not sure how successful that will be, but Spain has also been under pressure from the European Commission, which wants to clamp down on such residence schemes, generally because of security concerns. The long and short of it is that on the 19th of December, the Spanish Congress officially approved the repeal of the Golden Visa programme, with 177 votes in favour and 170 votes against.
So what happens now?
Well, the new law will now be published in the official State Gazette, and the repeal will then come into effect 3 months after that. Now, further to our very recent conversation, Howard, I believe that is the 3rd of April.
Yeah.
Until then, the programme remains in force and new applications can still be submitted. If you have already been granted a Golden Visa, you don't need to worry. It will remain valid for the original term and can be renewed in accordance with the original provisions of the programme. And if you have already applied or apply between now and the 3rd of April, the law being repealed in a couple, your application will continue to be processed under the regulations that were in place at the time of submission.
But is the end of the Golden Visa a big problem for UK nationals who are hoping to retire in Spain, if they've missed the boat, if you like to say?
I don't think so. I always like to say, as one door closes, another door opens. It's already the case that the non-lucrative visa is the most popular route to residence for most retired expatriates. And whilst the non-lucrative visa didn't used to provide the same level of flexibility as the Golden Visa, a Spanish Supreme Court ruling in early 2024 means that it now potentially can. I'm not going to go into detail, but in brief, the ruling means that you no longer need to spend over 6 months in Spain to be able to renew your non-lucrative visa. The requirements for a successful application for a non-lucrative visa is to provide proof of sufficient financial means to keep yourself in Spain, suitable medical health insurance from an insurer based in Spain, and a clean criminal record. The initial visa lasts for 1 year, at which point you can renew it for 2 years, and after 5 years, if you so wish, you can apply for a permanent residency permit.
Changing the subject a little, Chris, I understand that Madrid has announced a new tax incentive called the Mababi Law. What is this, and what does it have a wider implication for Spain?
Well, yes, Spain continues its obsession with foreign football stars, and after David Beckham, this time it's Real Madrid's new superstar, Kylian Mbappe. It's Kylian Mbappe's turn to have a tax incentive plan named after him. In brief, it is a new tax incentive introduced by Madrid to attract foreign investors and talent to live in the Madrid region only. With effect from 1st of January 2024, new residents of Spain who establish tax residence in Madrid can benefit from a deduction equal to 20% of their investments in the regional tax bracket of their personal income tax. Now, since income tax rates in Spain are comprised of both regional and state rates, this new deduction can only apply to the Madrid half. For example, if you were to earn 10 million euros per year and decide to invest 2 million in qualifying investments, 20% of your investment would be exempt from Madrid's regional taxes, resulting in a tax saving of around 400,000 euros. Now, depending on how much is invested, the regional tax bracket will be reduced accordingly, and if the taxpayer's tax liability is insufficient to absorb the full deduction, the unused amount can be carried forward and applied over the next 5 years. The investments don't need to be based in Madrid, but they do need to meet conditions to qualify. For example, they cannot be real estate assets or located in a tax haven, and you cannot hold more than 40% of the shares or equity in a particular company. You must also meet conditions to be eligible for this tax regime, such as not being a tax resident in Spain for the previous 5 years. You also need to live in Madrid and maintain the investments for at least 6 years. Now, the Mbappe law, which is what it's come to be known as, is an ambitious move by the community of Madrid to attract foreign investors and professionals, particularly from the sports sector. The 20% deduction provides a clear financial incentive for individuals to relocate and is expected to boost Madrid's position as a leading global hub for investment and talent. As regards the wider implications, the Mbappe law has so far only been adopted in Madrid, but other regions in Spain, such as Cantabria, are exploring similar tax incentives for non-residents. So all I would say about that is watch this space.
Many thanks, always a pleasure. And the website for our listeners, just to remind them, is blevinsfranks.com.
It is indeed. Listeners can visit our website, blevinsfranks.com, where they will be able to access all the contact details of our local partners. If they so wish, they will be able to complete a contact form on the website, and somebody from Blevins Franks will be in touch with the most appropriate next steps.
Many thanks. We'll talk sometime in the future.